Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention, a family from southwestern Minnesota was awarded the Beef Quality Assurance Award for the feedlot division. Jay Bakken and Peter Bakken, along with their families, were national winners. The Beef Quality Assurance Program is a checkoff program. It is a national program run by all the state beef councils across the country. In Minnesota, Ashley Coles is hired by the Minnesota Beef Council to coordinate the program. Well, congratulations, Jay, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how did this all get started? I understand the Minnesota Beef Council submitted your family's name, and what did that application all entail, Jay?
Well, you're right. I think we got nominated by the Minnesota Beef Council for this Beef Quality Assurance National Award, and we filled out quite a bit of paperwork for an application, which is understandable since it's a national award. But basically, what the application entailed was it was asking us the things on our farm that we do on a day-to-day basis to support and enact the Beef Quality Assurance Program. It had everything to do with, how we handle the cattle, any kind of things that we do differently at our farm than any place else, how we've adopted the BQA program at our feedlot, and anything else that we've done to implement the program as well as promote the program. So it was a pretty extensive application that we put together and then submitted to the National Association.
Well, I'd just like to add that I know your family, and you call it the Black X Farm. You've been very open to people from around the country and around the world, for that matter, that have come to your place, and it almost must come second nature to you and your family, and you have help there, too, that's cognizant of how cattle should be handled and keeping the appearance of your feedlot the way you do. I really applaud you for that. And I guess on that note, can you just give us a little history about the Black X Farm, how it got started and that type of thing?
I'll touch on both things. Yes, the history of the farm is my great-grandpa came over here from Norway years ago, and my grandpa moved on to the place that I actually live on now, and he started dairy farming and raised hogs. My dad decided he didn't want to do that his whole life, so they bought the place across the road, which is now the main operation of Black X Farms, and he started feeding cattle in the late 60s. And my brother graduated from South Dakota State, came back in 1990, and he kind of is in charge of all of our cropping operations, and we also run a beef cow-calf herd. And then I got out of school from South Dakota State also in 1999, and I came back and I kind of took over the feed yard management duties. So it's my brother and I are the owners of the business now, along with our wives, and we run a feedlot, cropping operation, and then also a cow-calf herd. Something else that you mentioned as far as the things that in that application that we do, I figure part of what we need to do is let people know what we're doing out here. So, yeah, we have had several different tour groups come around our place, and it's what I always figure is if somebody wants to know what's going on in agriculture, if you don't tell your story, somebody else is going to. And I know the story I want to tell. So when people ask, I'm happy to let them know what we're doing and show them what we're doing on a daily basis. So I think that's probably part of what led us to receive this award, was the ability to let other people on our place. We're proud of it, and we like to tell people about it.
Well, you probably answered my next question, but I was just going to ask you, what personally does the Beef Quality Assurance Program mean to you?
I think what it means to me is just what I said. You know, we're not only am I proud of what we do on a daily basis, I find enjoyment telling people about it because I'm proud of what we do, and not only here at our place, but as an industry. And I think that's where the BQA program is really good, is it's not anything that's, you know, mandated by the government or rules coming down from the top. It's really a producer-driven program because, like you said, it's funded by the checkoff, and the checkoff is all of our own money. So all of us guys that are out, men and women that are out here on a daily basis raising beef, are contributing our dollar to the checkoff, and those funds are going back into these programs like BQA that are continually helping to educate and train our producers to produce quality beef for the consumers in the public.
That's well put. And I always kind of like to think over the years talking about different producers in our area, the ones that have survived, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, you really look at it, and without good care and good husbandry, it's pretty tough to stay in this business because you just cannot have too many issues along the way if you're going to stay profitable. And I really think it goes hand in hand with good husbandry.
Well, and I think, you know, my dad had said, you know, it's just the right thing to do. And the BQA program really isn't anything different than the vast majority of beef producers in the county, the state, the country are already doing. What the program is set up to do is it's putting a standard set of practices in place so that when cattle come off of a BQA certified operation and they go to the packing plant, they go to the retailer, and they end up on the kitchen table at night, those people can be assured. There's the word assurance, beef quality assurance. They can be assured that that beef was produced according to a standard set of practices that cared for not only the animal, but the way they're handled, the way they're fed, the way antibiotics are used. It's a standard set of practices that everybody in the industry can follow and give that word assurance to the customer that's eating beef.
Very well put, Jay. Well, I'd just like to thank you and your family for all your hard work in representing the beef industry here in Minnesota. And once again, congratulations on the national award.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate being on the show. And we were very humbled and honored by everyone that by our peers for noticing what we're doing out here. And I feel it's a good opportunity for us to not only tell our story, but the story of everybody that's producing beef for the American consumer.
All right, Jay. Well, until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.